Black Geeks Want to Be Heard. That's the focus of a two-week celebration organized by Nashville business and tech leaders in honor of Black History Month. And the events this year are dominated by the blockbuster movie Black Panther, which is fueling more conversation about representation. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has the story.
What makes Black Panther great, say fans, is not just that the lead is a black superhero, though it is encouraging to see a studio put millions behind a movie written, directed, and acted by people of color. But it is the idea of Wakanda, King T'Challa's fictional kingdom.
What do you know about Wakanda?
It's the best kept secret in the world.
An African nation in control of its resources, a country untouched by the lingering effects of colonization and slavery.
We really wanted to capitalize on all of the energy going on around Black Panther.
Elisa Cottrell, a Nashville lawyer and podcaster, moderated a conversation last week where panelists reimagined the role of African American people in worlds past and future. Taking cues from technology and science fiction, they looked at what society can learn from the world of Wakanda.
Talking about Afrofuturism gave us a chance to talk to people about how technology, imagination, and social justice can go beyond just entertainment, but can actually fuel movements.
Afrofuturism is about possibilities. Black Panther, she says, is the first time many young people see strong, positive depictions of their African heritage.
People say the old adage, you can't be what you don't see. You don't know that you can be a leader unless you see those representations.
Lack of representation is not just a Hollywood issue. Fallon Wilson, the event's organizer and founder of Black in Tech Nashville, says it's also a problem at many of the city's tech companies.
You think about Black Panther is so exciting, or you think about Hidden Figures last year, which was equally exciting around STEM, but yet it wasn't trickling down to the local space here in Nashville. And so we founded an organization to make those connections real.
Because Afrofuturism isn't just about imagining life in a different world tomorrow. Organizers hope to inspire a conversation that leads to changes in society today. But more importantly,
I just want to talk about Black joy this week. Black joy.
Wilson says it's also about knowing when to take a break from addressing what's wrong and simply celebrating. Because today, there's a Black superhero on the big screen. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.